You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 232, reviewing the first episode of the second half of the sixth series of Doctor Who since its revival. It took me a couple of goes before I could fully appreciate Let's Kill Hitler, an episode of Doctor Who that completely shattered preconceptions. Rule 1, BBC marketing lies, or at least misleads us, in this case into believing that Hitler and Nazi Germany had anything substantive to contribute to the plot. Rule 2, Moffat episode titles also lie. That was a welcome deviation, actually. I had some misgivings about Hitler being used as another historical presence, such as Churchill or Shakespeare, and I was glad to see him promptly locked away in a cupboard. Yes, it trivializes a modern monster of biblical proportion, but better that than spending more time in potentially screwing it up. Anyway, one of the reasons it took me a while to make sense of Let's Kill Hitler is because, like many of you, I've just come off of 8 episodes of Torchwood that have painstakingly built a world, shown consequences, and ladled on exposition. Then you turn on Doctor Who and Moffat's Gatling gun of ideas and wacky scenes is firing straight at you. For example, we now have a transforming robot ship of miniaturized dudes, and all we need to know is that they're from some Justice Department. 2 words, all you need. Oh, and the Doctor, Amy, and Rory are staring into the camera and screaming like they're in a Chris Columbus movie before they dive out of the way of an oncoming sports car. And that brings me to a problem I have. Stephen Moffat is not playing fair. Again. I've complained before about the reveal that Amy was kidnapped off-screen. There were no clues that Amy had always been a flesh avatar in Series 6. Now, we are introduced to a new friend of Rory and Amy's, one that was conveniently never at the wedding, who just happened to be in Ledworth, who just somehow managed to find parentage near Amy and Rory, and happened to be also called Melody. It's contrivances like these that prevent us, the viewers, from solving the mystery, only making guesses that might turn out to be right if the unrevealed evidence lines up. And, to be honest, I'm tired of River Song. Certainly not of Alex Kingston, maybe not even of how smug she comes across in the scripts, but more than it ever was for, say, Rose Tyler or Donna Noble, River Song is the axis upon which all of Series 6 revolves. It's too much. I'm ready for something else. Matt Smith was brilliant once more, displaying every single characteristic of the Doctor from pathos to physical comedy in less than an hour. The story was snappy, clever, and clear once I got out of Torchwood mode. Let's Kill Hitler is a lively showcase of who the Doctor and what Doctor Who is all about in 2011. It's also, I hope, the first step in bringing the River Song saga to a satisfying conclusion. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast 232. More episodes are at twominutetimelord.com, and you can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. Thanks for listening. Catch you again soon.